Let's do a quick recap of yesterday, Sam. Yesterday we spoke about yayin, wine, before you have a meal. So we said that when a person makes a bracha normally on something before you have a meal, a bread meal, so normally what happens there is that the bichur mazon won't touch it. It's a separate item to it, separate cheshbon, therefore the bracha will not cover your bichur mazon won't touch. If someone has, for example, some, I don't know what, some potatoes, before he has his bread meal, the maaser, he has to make a broin and foshes. He has a slice of some potatoes, he has to make a broin and foshes first on his potatoes. And they might have more potatoes than me, they make a difference, well, it does, it doesn't. That potato's got no shyness to me at all. And therefore he's got to make a separate brocha nach roina. And we said, if he didn't do it beforehand, actually, if he realized in the middle of his meal that he's not made a broin and foshes, he should make it in the middle of his meal. And not only that, if he finishes after benching, he realizes not made a broin and foshes beforehand, he has to make a broin and foshes then after his meal, provided it's not cake or wine or dates, which could be ever fix a Muslim putter. But that's what we said yesterday, that's going to come. Then we spoke a very interesting shayla about things that stimulate appetite to start the meal. And it's up to now, we've been speaking about in the middle of a meal, a person has, let's say, the hors d'oeuvres, grapefruits and things like that, which is meant to be an area of Tavis Achit, it's meant to make a person more hungry. So that is included in the pus and included in benching. We're talking about now someone has a food before the meal, a drink or food, which is stimulating appetite, which wine is a good example, it seems. Wine is an example of something which can stimulate the appetite. So this is a big machlokas. Now, when someone had wine before a meal, does the bit because I wasn't punch it? Will benching punch it or not? It's a bit shy. So, still, the shit is very hard actually what to do. Obviously, my focus is in the acronym. Then we'll show them actually what happens. It's hard to give a definite rule. There's no real ruling to give because it's a shy, it's a sophic, it's a doubt. So, you can't make a bracha by itself, but you shouldn't get yourself in a position where it's very awkward. So, we said the best way to get around the problem is if you have wine before the meal, if you link it to the meal itself, if you have wine in the meal as well, then that bracha is used for the meal as well. That boy prep my friend, that connects the meal. So who I think is a shaleka and adam, someone made this in on meat or keel before the meal. If he uses that shaleka and adam for the meal, let's say he has a banana in the meal, so you would have to make a brocha normally. And let's say he has a piece of chocolate in the meal, that's a bit shaleka, and he uses that original brocha for it, that would work. Yeah, and then bits of muslin will cover you correctly. Okay, that's more or less what we said last time. Let's finish that. Yeah, that's more or less out. Okay, that's more.
But then you have to have in mind.
Sorry?
Would the eater have to have in mind when he first take the first item before he benches it? Maybe he'll use it later.
Otherwise, yeah. Well, you make a brocha on a chocolate, or on a drink, let's say. Mm. If you're not going to, you can't use it for chocolate unless you have in mind for it. So you have to have really in mind for your chocolate, but you can have later.
I think Mishnah Berurah says that it's anyway two different kind of food and drinks are quite different, so it might not cover.
Yeah, but you have a mind, that works. You have a mind for it, that will help.
Okay.
Right, interesting, a bit of pulling toe now, but someone wants to drink. Very interesting question, actually, drinking into people's houses. So the question is, first of all, do you make a drink offering every time? Do you have to make a geffen? When do you do what? What do you have to do? Right, so let's start from the beginning, hopefully we can. So the first halacha I'm going to start with is Halach and Shukarayim, Kuf Pei Dalet Aleph. This is where the simon is really. Kuf Pei Dalet. Mishach Halach, let's talk about bread. If someone had bread in one place, it says the Mechaber, Sorich, Lavorich, Koyz Yagim Kuhn. You have to make a brothel there before you go out. If you're eating bread in one place, you should not leave that place until you make a brothel at Koyz, because I'm awesome. So first of all, let's talk about someone who went out. He went to the office, and at the office, he realized, well, I forgot to bench him. What do you do now? So it's very strict, actually. So Muhammad says like this, in one of the mazes, my clerk is what to do, Muhammad says, in one of the mazes, if it's on purpose, he knew he should have benched in the first place, but he's still going out. And then when he got to the office, he thought, well, maybe it wasn't right what I did. Such a case there, he asked the Muhammad to go back. You go back, and make his brocha in the original place.
Aim Bera Rakuchinsky Yotsukun Dishetiv. Did it? You made it in your second place, you Yotsukun. The Mai says, a big Mac is sure about this as well. The bottom line comes out like this, that the halacha comes out, if you did amaze it, you have to go back. If you benched in that second place, then you have to do Yotsukun. If it was by mistake, someone went out by mistake, the chatchili should go back. So it can happen very easily. Someone makes see what else this applies to. But let's talk about bread. For the person on the bread meal, by mistake, it went out somewhere else. So the chatchila, even by mistake, he went out by mistake, he should go back to his original place. If it's very difficult, he can bench in the new place. If he eats something in the new place, let's say he has to have more bread in the new place, then he can bench that according to all opinions.
Doesn't have to eat bread,
does
he?
Have to eat bread,
yes.
I must say, I was many years ago. Yeah, the chatchila is if you have in mind. But this is it, I must say, I was once by a shuttle on Friday night. It's what happens. I'm sitting at the table there. About an hour after me, someone comes in. He sits down next to me and says, the project's coming so late. So I said, yeah, you're right. He said, yeah, no problem. He said, he's made that bit on Yoshon bread. So he has his bread at home. He makes some way to your home, said to me. And now he's coming here to have the rest of his meal. Mm-hmm. I said, my friend, we've got a serious problem, actually.
He's eating the bread.
Yeah. First of all, if you're having more bread in this place here, you can't order your food now, you're doing a brocha probably. And second of all, you can't bet you, because you have to eat bread in the second place. Shaila, how much bread do you have to have, kazayas or mashu? That's a shaila. You have to have some bread in the second place.
Kazayas.
What?
So let's eat a kazayas of chodosh. It's not the end of the world.
You'd be a good rabbi.
Sorry?
You'd be a good rabbi. You say it's all right. Okay. You want to rest in trouble.
Rashi Weston said, if you're more distant, what goes out of your mouth than what goes in the mouth. That's the good
idea. That's not a steal that boat. Meister, that is the halacha. If a person went out by mistake, so again, if you go to a person, not really about it, not on purpose. Let's say someone went out by mistake, the chatchila, certainly for pass, see what else it refers to, for pass, a person has to go back to where he was. So someone's out of chatchila.
How can you bench him if you've got no bread on the in front of you?
Not mark with that. It's not nice. It's not mark. Someone runs out of bread, no bread.
He's eating everything up.
The mice is not accurate, but you can still, what do you call it? It's still,
so it's nice to have bread on the table. It's nice to have bread on the table.
It's not bread. It's
not bread. If you haven't got,
you haven't got. So the mice can hear someone goes to the chasna, he eats the chasna, the whole minute chasna, and then he looks at the water, let it go, he goes home, and he has got to bench.
Yeah.
The chachil is meant to go back. Yeah. Or he can have still more bread in the second place, and then he can bench in the second place.
Even though he didn't have dance when he washed.
Yeah, so the mice, that's a shame about how much, just making a bunch of that in the second break, because really, you pass the money, that could be what you have to do. But at least you gain it, you have to go back to the chasna. That's a big problem, to go back to the chasna, yeah? But that helps. Now, this is a big mile, this halacha, because the fact that you have to go back for your biggest benching makes you not lose your bracha when you go out. It's a very interconnected. The fact that you have to go back to your original place holds you tied. Your bracha rishoni is tied. You don't lose it. When a person has a shahako food, this doesn't apply to that, definitely doesn't apply to you. So he has a shahako, he has a drink at home. He goes out, he's got to bench. So now you can bench here. But the thing is, if you go back to your house and wash the bracha, you're not tied to come back. Because a brain of bracha can be still anywhere. Better to make it where you were. If you didn't, you're still alright to make a bracha outside. You're not tied to your original place. Bread, you're tied to your original place. So the bracha is held on. Even if you go to a second place, that bracha is still valid. Because you've not lost it. That is with bread. Right, that is with bread. Now there's a big question in the poskim. What else does that apply to? Is that only bread it works, or does it work with anything else as well? Again, lechatchila, one shouldn't do this really. One shouldn't leave a house before making a bracha chreina, because the very big thing is you might forget. That's the truth. It's not really ideal, unless, like Cramp said, someone has das to finish and want to finish off somewhere else. Then that will remind you, hopefully, that you're going to do it. That's allowed to kill it. But otherwise, it's stunned to go off in the middle of a meal without benching, even though you intend to come back in 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, it's not ideal. But it works. If you did, the mice you can come back and make a bit of awesome there. You can eat in the second place, and your brocha is still chal. Now, the big question of poskim, what else does this apply to? So, bread is unanimous. There's no question about bread.
that on bread, it ties it down, and there's a chumra as well. That means for bread, you have to go back to the original place to make the bracha achrona, ideally. What else does it apply to? That's also unanimous. On shahakol brona foshes foods, it does not apply.
Mzayis.
Oh, that's a question. The wash of brona foshes does not apply to so anything which is brona foshes.
You can make it there.
What?
You can make it in the other place.
Yeah. Yeah. But you've lost your brother in the first place, yeah? Ah. That means you've gone out, it goes together. The chumra and a kudah means the kudah here, the leniency is that you can make a brach on the street. So I had a drink at home, I walked down the street and said, oh, I forgot to make brona foshes.
If you make
a brach on
the second place, why have you lost the brother?
What?
Why are you not tied in? If you make the brona foshes on the second place,
but you have not tied, you can make anywhere, you can make up the street, you can make anywhere. You're not
tied in.
So
why isn't it tied in?
You're not tied. Only tied when you have to go back to the original place. The only way the brach tells is you're tied to go back to your original place.
Here you're not tied.
Here you're not tied to go back anywhere you want. The brach is lost in the first place, it's gone. So any brona foshes, an apple, an orange, a pears, whatever you think of brona foshes, that is gone. Someone makes a drink, someone has a drink, he's got out the house, he's lost his original sight, can't see it. He comes back home, he's lost his brocha. Those cases. Gone. Let's make a new shaka, his new food, and let's make brona foshes. What is happening, yeah? Now the question is, what else applies? So here the Machaber is very interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, it brings, in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, Sipei, yes, Eimrim, Sheshilas Haminim, Tun Brocha Lachrem Kayo. Some say that a Shilas Haminim require the same thing as bread, that you have to go back to make a Brocha Lachrem.
Unless
what?
You've got to ask to eat somewhere else.
Okay, then you can eat in the second place, but that will also help you. That you can eat
the cake, you want to eat in the second place.
What?
Cake, like you say, you want to eat cake in the second
place. Well, the Bible is talking about Shiva Samin. The Bible is talking about
Shiva Samin.
Oh, Shiva Samin. Yeah, okay, we're going to come to cake's better actually. But he's talking about fruits. Mm. The Bible is talking about grapes, olives, figs, pomegranates, wine. Yeah? That's one Shiva. And then, Yeshayim, Dafka Minidor. And some say it only applies to cakes and crackers. And some say only applies to pasta. You've got three shitters here, what you can do. Some say this obligation to go back only applies to pasta. Some say it applies to pasta and mezonos. And some say it applies to pasta, mezonos, and shiva samina. That's a big nafkamina. That means if you go like the opinion that it only works for bread and cake, that means if I have grape juice in this room here, the boy prep offering, and I go out of the building, out into the streets, I've lost it. I've lost my brocha. I come back here to make a new boy prep offering. If you hold that it helps for this, then I've not lost it. I come back. Now, this is a big question, what we hold out. So bread is your own. No one disputes bread. Everyone agrees that for bread it helps. It's not clear the other ones. The Maaseh Mishabrua seems to paskin. Mishabrua says over here, Kosva Achroinim, the Lechatchila Yach Minavorim Koimer Afili Bezayim Minim. One should make a Brocha Achroina on fruits, grapes, olive wines in its original place. Lechayli in Shilimokum. Ain't sorry, the Wachosh is a winner if he went out. But the mice is dodgy, it's a good evidence. Because we don't know, you're stuck. We don't know if we hold that opinion. So if a sop of brocha, you're stuck. That means he's machmeh on fruits, but he's mice says that on cake one can be lenient. So on cake and biscuits, it looks like he brings a gorm. A gorm was made with my cake and biscuits. So it looks like that on cake and biscuits one can be lenient going out. And you haven't lost a brocha, but on fruit and wine, it's a no-go area. Because if you go out, there's questionable if you come back. And so if you went out, we can't make you make any brocha. Because maybe you're tied in the first place. On the other hand, maybe not. So maybe you lost your brocha. So it's best not to eat anything. So you're stuck with wine and all these things you're stuck on, Tucker.
So should you pull best wash the home, with go on to eat all day, then you can drink all day everywhere.
Yeah, but first of all, it's not a good idea because you're not going to, your shit ickle's going to go, you're not going to eat it all day, bastards.
It's surprising.
But I'm talking about people, let's say, this is the shy, people go to other people's houses. I said people go collecting, around people's houses, and they have a cup of wine in people's houses, and they know they're going to go to other people's house and have some wine. So now the question is, what to do? Can you make one blow per coffin and it lasts for all the different houses? Or not? Now, based on what we're saying now over here, it's not ideal, this. Because since wine is a sophic, whether you're tied to your original place, the chayim shouldn't do this, actually. The best thing to do is really, to get out of this problem, is to have wine in one place, make other gemen, and then go to another place, make rope coffin like every game.
Not a mikveh each time.
Right, cut out a mikveh in the main bedroom, yeah? And a mikveh will be better. The mashal, if you hadn't catered to the houses, then the chayim got the swallow that you're tied. So yeah, and you know you're going to eat in different people's houses.
That's okay. So cake's okay.
What?
Cake's okay, but not wine.
Not wine. That's what the chayim should come from, we're learning so far, yeah? You hear it? He's right. The mashal, if I know I'm going to have cake in Chaim's house, because I'm going to sit there for 10 minutes, have some cake there, then I'm going to go to Simcha's house, have some cake there, so I know I'm going to have it. If you learn that a broch is held in this place, I have not lost it in the second place. So the cake should be all right.
Mm-hmm.
The wine, the chayim, is a problem, but the cake should be okay.
And the kavon is enough, I'm going to have more cake, don't know which house.
Yeah, that's probably okay, you're going to go. Yeah.
And if someone has cake and wine, and then he would say one bachachana for both mezonot, would he be...
That's a good question. That's a big shadow of possum. When you actually, someone has cake and coffee. Does the fact that you're tied because of the cake help for the coffee? It's a good question. That's not okay.
You still say burning fashions after that. After you coffee.
Yeah. Have you lost it? Let's say you have cake and coffee in your house, and you go out into the street.
Yeah.
So you had to come up for the cake. Does it help for your coffee as well?
He said you don't need to. For the cake, you can say make a bracha on the street.
Yeah, but someone wants to shackle
a bracha shackle.
I must say something.
He said bone fashions for a shackle.
Exactly. He says over here a fart.
He said I can say bone fashions for a shackle.
What?
He said I can say bone fashions for a shackle in the street.
You want to come back in again? You don't want to finish. You want to have the rest of your coffee when you come back in.
Ah.
So he said a really example of fart. He says the meister, a lot of a traveller. If someone knows he's travelling, he's never kovei a mokum. This person here is going from one house to another.
To a traveller.
He's like a traveller, so he's never got a problem with her. So he's not peed in, really. Someone's having wine in one house, he goes, no, he's going to another house, the bracha should be valid, really.
Yeah.
It's a completely different set of
rules. So travel even the shackle with the drink?
Yeah. Travel works everything.
So bracha pulum is a traveller?
Ah, brilliant, yeah, passes a traveller bracha. The only thing he's ever found, which in my sense, me, is that he says that it's very risky, this. Because many people are going to get bogged down, they're going to forget to make a bracha prayna, and they might pass a shi'ikul. It's a risky thing to suggest. Listen, even though it's somehow locha, it might be he's a traveller, but it's very risky to rely on a traveller, because he goes to another person's house, he might not have any wine there. He might schmooze for a long time, he might not have any cake. All these things might not happen at all. So he is miyayet takeli, that it's better to make a bracha prayna than every session. Every house that you go to, it's better to make a bracha achrona ala mechia and borrowing the foshes. All these brachas are better to make in every house. And what do you call it? And that way you cover yourself. I mean, even though you don't really need to, really, if you're a traveller, it's an interesting halacha. I mean, someone can go from here to London. Very interesting halacha. I mean, he goes in the car and he's travelling from here to London, taking 3 hours, the fast driver. So he goes in the car, he makes shahako on a cup of coke. He travels, half an hour later, he goes to the service station, goes out of his car, into the service station, goes to the toilets, comes back out again, back into the car, that bloke is valid. He's not lost it. He's a traveller.
But it's like he's in Makom Kavua, he becomes a car.
What?
The rechem becomes his Makom Kavua.
It's not Makom Kavua, he's traveling, he's moving. When he goes out...
No, he says he's out of the car.
Right, in the car is no problem. That's why you go out of the car, and you want to have a drink in the service station, let's say, or a quick drink, or whatever. You go out to the service station, and come back in the car. Then you come back in the car. You haven't lost your bracha.
Yeah, but then you say, no, I have a cup of coffee in the service station
at home.
No, because unless he's sitting down there, he sits down in the service station to relax, then that's the end of his truck. That's called terminated.
Yeah.
But if he's just going in there to get a quick coffee and back in the car again, he's still travelling. Then he's called a traveller, he's probably not.
I wouldn't say sitting in the service station,
what?
Having a coffee and go back to your car, carrying on.
What are you doing?
Would not consider stopping your service.
Why are you stopping the service station?
Have a break. Not stopping.
That's called a fix, then you stopped. That's called a terminate passion, that's called a fixed thing, you want to settle down a little bit. So in association, you're right, when you go back to the car, it's like a new journey.
Mm,
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm saying you're from Italy, saw that as well, yeah? So I was traveling all the way to Italy. Sorry, he stops in the Venice, whatever station he's going to. He's traveling the whole time. He's waiting for the train to go, the plane to go. And I say he's not Kamea Mokka at all. He's not fixed his place. He's waiting to move off as soon as he can go. Or someone has a cup of coffee at home. He's waiting for the taxi to take to the airport. But he knows as soon as the taxi comes, he's going into the car. That is a traveller. That person.
Yeah, if you're in Venice airport, you're having a coffee in the restaurant while you're waiting for your plane, you're still travelling.
So if you're doing it not to relax, to stop.
Not to relax.
No, I'm saying it depends.
I need the coffee to wake up. I'm coming a coffee. See, you're on your journey. I've not arrived to Israel yet. Not arrived to London yet. There's no difference. Because I stopped at the service station, but I had a coffee in the airport. It's all the same.
That's not true. Let's say you stopped to have supper there. So you stopped and want to relax, have supper, that.
You're in the lounge.
You keep going to that relax.
You
keep
going to that.
All right,
let's get a coffee at the end.